From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Al-Shabaab militant group that claimed responsibility for killing 148 people on a Kenyan university campus Thursday has promised another bloodbath. An Al-Shabaab statement Saturday said no amount of precaution or safety measures will be able to guarantee your safety, thwart another attack, or prevent another bloodbath from occurring in your cities. The extreme rhetoric continued, Kenya's cities will run red with blood. Late Friday, Kenyan Interior Minister Joseph Nkaiserry said at least three suspects have been arrested in connection with the attack on the university.
There are quite a number of arrests who have been done today. As we speak now this evening, we have arrested another three, and I think the total number can reach about five, but we will confirm that when you get to the more detail.
Kenya's Interior Minister. A monitoring group says Islamic militants are in control of most of a Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday fighters from the Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, control 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp after they jointly fought against other Islamic militants, including a militia of Syrians and Palestinians that are opposed to the Syrian government. In addition to the ground clashes, Syrian forces were shelling the camp, where about 18,000 civilians, including many children, are trapped, according to the United Nations. Witnesses say those trapped in the camp have been trying to move to safer areas. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has called for an emergency session on Saturday to discuss a humanitarian pause in the airstrikes in Yemen. A Saudi-led coalition has been carrying out airstrikes across the country for more than a week to halt the advance of Houthi Shiite rebels who have taken over large parts of Yemen. In Geneva Saturday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said three shipments of aid and medical staff it's trying to send to Yemen were still being blocked despite appeals to the coalition, which controls Yemeni airspace and ports. The Red Cross also said the conflict is cutting off vital services, noting that residents of Yemen's main southern city of Aden told it on Saturday some areas have been without water or electricity for 2 days. U.S. President Barack Obama says the framework nuclear agreement reached with Iran is a good deal that was achieved through tough, principled diplomacy. Iran has agreed to not stockpile the materials needed to build a weapon, Mr. Obama said in his weekly address Saturday. The president noted that international inspectors will have unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear program because Iran will face more inspections than any other country.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. So this deal is not based on trust. It is based on unprecedented verification.
Iran's president Hassan Rouhani says the framework agreement reached with world powers will protect Iran's nuclear rights and provide relief from international sanctions. China has freed an American geologist who spent more than 8 years in prison on a conviction of procuring state secrets, according to a human rights group. The San Francisco-based Dui Hua Foundation said on Saturday that Shui Feng was deported back to the U.S. immediately after his release on Friday. The group said Shui was reunited with his family in Houston, Texas, Friday evening. U.S. employers hired workers at the slowest pace in more than a year in March, with a net gain of only 126,000 jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the unemployment rate remains steady at 5.5%. Pope Francis presided at a Good Friday service where he heard the Vatican's official preacher accuse the international community of being indifferent to the growing persecution of Christians. Father Raniero Cantalamessa spoke in St. Peter's Basilica a day after al-Shabaab Islamist militants attacked a university in Kenya. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.